It is a Friday morning, which is when we hear from StoryCorps. Today, two sisters remember their brother, whose death in 1968 made history. Samuel Hammond Jr. was a freshman at South Carolina State College. That year, African-American students were turned away from a local all-white bowling alley. That triggered protests that went on for days. As tensions rose one night, state police fired into a crowd. Three people were killed, 28 wounded. Samuel Hammond Jr. died after being shot in the back in what became known as the Orangeburg Massacre. His younger sisters, Zenobe Clark and Diana Carter, sat down for StoryCorps recently to talk about the brother they called Bubba.
I just idolized him. You know, he was handsome, and my friends used to like to come to the house so they could see Bubba.
He taught me to ride a bicycle and to swim.
We used to hang out at Auntie Al and Uncle Bo's house. You remember they had the lake behind the house, and Bubba wanted me to go across the lake. I was scared, but I didn't want to disappoint my big brother. He said, "I'm right beside you. I'm right beside you. You will not go under." So I did it and kept going and kept going. Bubba's dream was to be an NFL player. I remember one football game when he was at school. South Carolina State lost, and Bubba was lying down on my mom's lap, crying like a big old baby, you know. And she said, "Look at this, look at this. You're not going to make it a whole entire season if you're crying after the first game." But that was her baby.
Oh, yeah.
That was her heart.
When we got the news about my brother's death, Mom, she just flipped out. And they, you know, had to sedate her.
I was asleep, and you woke me up, and you said, "Diane, could you come and sleep with me?" And I said, "Why?" And you said, "Because Bubba is dead." And Dad had to go identify the body. And I remember when he got back, he said, you know, he was okay until he had to go up to the dorm to pack
Bubba's clothes.
And our dad was not the talkative kind, so he just kept things to himself. But I remember when, after the funeral and everything, he came in Bubba's room, and I remember him telling my uncle, "You know, they buried my son today." And that's the first time I saw him cry. The pain was just so unbearable. You know, we had four cousins that went to war and all came back unscathed. Bubba went to college, and Bubba came home in a box.
Diana Carter and Zenobe Clark at StoryCorps in Plantation, Florida. This conversation and the others will be archived at the Library of Congress.
Major funding for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and from the Mark Haas Foundation.
This is NPR News.